This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. A regular contributor here is Ken Mahoney, certified financial planner, and he's going to talk about something that will interest you today about your finances and your future and your retirement plans, too. Hey, Ken.
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Wow, there's so much that's going on. And it's supposed to be a quiet summer. It's supposed to just go off July 4th weekend and enjoy the ocean and the lakes and fishing and just not tune into all the news. Well, it's hard not to tune into the news with everything we're hearing from China to Greece to lower oil prices and everything in between. But I thought I'd break it down this weekend for everybody to kind of just sit back and just relax a little bit because, you know, the instinct for most investors when they see this or hear this or feel this and the market's going down and up is to take action. And sometimes that's not the right thing because it's hard to take the headlines of today and think about the future and your investments. So we have almost a perfect storm when it comes to all the news items that's out there. We have China almost in free fall. I mean, geez, their market lost almost 30% in just the last 3 weeks, something of a bubble, and we haven't seen that since our technology bubble burst in early 2000. So China definitely is one of those things that really keeps investors up at night because the concern is, will there be more selling here in the U.S. because of what's happening there? Of course, Greece is the headlines almost every day. I call it the boomerang story because when you throw this boomerang out, it comes right back and you're still looking at the story again because more meetings are being set up. And it's just one of those things that does really unnerve the investor because the tentacles are not always there in front of us. We're not really sure what it means. And we're also not really sure how it's all going to play out. But generally speaking, you know, this has been a known entity for some time that Greece had a major problem handling its debt, meaning just even paying back the interest was a difficult item for Greece. So that's been out. Then also lower oil prices, while great, we want consumers, you know, we are consumers, right? So we go out and we're supposed to get lower gas prices, which is positive, and the heating season, you know, heating oil will be lower and so forth. But lower oil prices, this low, is worrisome for the oil sector in itself, because if you think about where oil is now, in a low $50 a barrel, and some of these producers cost more to take that out of the earth. And then you could have some rolling layoffs in those sectors. So lower oil doesn't always mean, wow, that's great for consumers. There's always an offset. In this case, the offset is, you know, there could be a massive layoffs in the sector because it's just too expensive to get money out versus the money investment to put in. So we have this kind of the perfect storm, so to speak. We have China, we have oil, we have Greece, we have all these things coming at once. And the market, though, quite frankly, I think it's been pretty resilient considering what's going on. Any one of these items, oil, Greece, China, would definitely unnerve the markets. We have all three happening at the same time. So investors should just kind of, at this moment, we're going to say ride this out. We don't see any fundamental change in our market thesis at the moment. We look at earnings very closely, and the things that we're looking at the moment doesn't seem to kind of affect earnings. We look at interest rates as a contributor to what the market may do. When interest rates are low, people then want to find money to put into other things like stocks. And Janet Yellen hasn't really said much since this crisis has evolved, but you can imagine they're not looking to raise rates during a time of this type of crisis or transition for Greece. So as an investor, we just, you know, the calls we've had over the week and the emails and the nonstop activity in our office, which is supposed to be a sleepy July, we just remind people that if you have a 5 or 10 year goal, this too shall pass. This perfect storm that just came up will eventually recede. Now, down the road, there'll be another storm, and there'll be storms throughout the next 5, 10, 20 years as you're investing. But this one at the moment doesn't really change, we believe, the fundamentals, because in the end, when you look around the world, you see China and the wobbly markets that they have. You look at Japan, and you see almost a 30-year recession. You know, it just kind of goes on and on and on. And Europe, we're also seeing this kind of play out also because Greece is impacting Europe, and Europe is also going through their downturn, doing their quantitative easing much like what we did. And the benefit then is then if you look around the world and you see China, Japan, Europe, and these major continents, if you look here in the U.S., now money's not just invested here in the U.S., it's invested all around the world. And some of these same money managers that have money they can put anywhere they want, they look at risk and reward. At the moment, with all these things going on around the world, the U.S. will benefit ultimately with money coming in, we believe, in our theory, coming into our markets, into large companies, per se, because that's where stability is, that's where reliability is, as opposed to all the craziness that's happening around the world. So as an investor, though the headlines are very worrisome, particularly the nonstop cycle of news that we get through social media, through all the different outlets that goes on and on and on about these things that are happening. We just want you for this weekend to take pause, realize that you have a long-term goal. And with that long-term goal, just recognize this is happening. And not to sell here at what looks like to be a low, just kind of ride this out a little bit, let this thing play out. If anything fundamental changes with our U.S. economy, yes, we need to be on notice and need to do something. Most of the things that we're talking about are outside the U.S. and outside the fundamentals of the U.S. So this weekend, enjoy yourself, let the headlines do their headlines, and just think long-term.
I'd love to hear what you have to say. Why don't you shoot me an email at Mike A.W., that's Mike like America Weekend, Mike A.W., at MikeBennettRadio.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, at MikeBennett11. And with financial planner Ken Mahoney, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
You'll never be pulling any air, so the pump will always be primed, and you'll never puke out of your breathers.
Oil pump innovation today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Everybody loves heroes, and everybody loves dogs. Put them together, and you get the slightly cheesy but fetching Max the Mini.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Scott Aikens on the SNS 3-stage oil pump.
It's a 3-stage pump. 2 stages of pickup and 1 stage of feed. One that's going to pick up in your normal area, which is in your crankcase. Another pickup that lays low in the cam cavity. You'll never be pulling any air, so the pump will always be primed and you'll never puke out of your breathers. Screens on both pickups, the one for the crankcase and the one for the cam case for debris in case you have something give out. This will minimize getting through the pump and destroying the pump. Plus, there's a magnet to help pick up any kind of metal that's going through the oil.
Info at snscycle.com. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road. On 2 wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. John and Kathy have leased a nice house for the last 5 years. Unfortunately, a few months ago, Kathy committed suicide in the house. Now John can't bear to live in the house. But the landlord says his wife's suicide is not a good enough reason to break the lease. Could that be true? So what can John do? The final verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
With the great cast and a heart of gold, the second best exotic Marigold Hotel is worth checking into. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Well, the fact that one of the two people who signed the lease has died should help the court decide in John's favor, but there are no guarantees. The best scenario would be for John to find new tenants who agree to pay the balance of the lease. That would solve the problem without any legal action. And that's the final verdict.